Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And to all the people yesterday, and there were a lot of people that stopped by after the State College Quarterback Club banquet last night and were talking to me about how often they listen to the show. We greatly appreciate that very much. I mean, and there were a lot. And you were a primary topic.
I like to be the topic of conversation. Hopefully good.
I'll have it dealt with what planet, but it's all right.
I'm on planet Beat the Bengals.
I don't want to burst your bubble.
You're not going to tell me that the Bengals were hurt and then they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Oh, no. There's nothing to do with that.
All right.
If the Bengals win one more game, you don't win the division.
That's okay. The division is nice. Don't get me wrong, but I want to be in the dance.
Here's your problem. You aren't in the dance.
That's true.
You're the most dangerous team, and the other teams have very favorable schedules with one exception. That's the Jets game with the Patriots. After that, they don't. You've got problems. You can't win the division, essentially, because here's a scoop for you. The Bengals have every tiebreaker on you.
I agree.
All of them.
Yep.
All of them. All right?
The Steelers have to win out. That's the only way.
Right, they have to lose every game. So that part's out. That's not going to happen. They'll clinch it this weekend when they play the 49ers. All right. So that's the problem. Now, and this is so interesting about the Steelers, to me, are the single most dangerous team out there right now. Yet they're the one team that's not in. And that's a big problem because the Chiefs' schedule down the stretch is really favorable. Really favorable. And the Jets' schedule, they've got the Cowboys Saturday night. They've got the Bills on the road. Not easy, but still winnable. And they got the Patriots at home.
I told you that Chiefs' loss is going to be expensive.
Yeah, but the Chiefs right now are playing great football. And on top of it, when you look at the Chiefs schedule, it works for them. And then, and Roethlisberger, here's the other part about Roethlisberger. As much as there is heavy talk, and justifiably so, because they're undefeated, about Cam Newton being the MVP, about the fact that there's always going to be talk of Tom Brady as MVP, because Tom Brady's like LeBron James. He's always going to be an MVP candidate. As much as there's that kind of talk, there's nobody playing better football right now in the NFL across the board than Ben Roethlisberger. Period. Before you get to that,
Kansas City still has the Ravens at Baltimore. That's unfortunately not a game to worry about. The Browns, not a game to worry about. And the Raiders. That's a game that I think is going to be a difficult game for
Kansas
City.
Three wins, no losses. Move on. You got the Broncos this week.
I don't know if they win the Raiders.
You got the Broncos this week.
I agree. Right. And I think they are vulnerable.
And the game with the Broncos is what? That's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
So there won't be that whine, moan, and complaint about playing in altitude.
No, right. There won't be any issue about altitude. Now, when you look at the Jets' schedule,
Yeah, I told you, they've got the Cowboys Saturday night. They got the Bills on the road. They got the Patriots at home.
Right. The only hope that I think there is getting, and boy, I can't tell you how much it hurts to root for the Patriots, but the Bills are the hope if the Patriots don't win. I'm sorry, it hurts to root for the Patriots. It does. And there are a lot of people that have that same feeling.
That's why I just look at things analytically.
Yeah, I know, but I wish I could.
I don't.
If they took two more wild card teams, the Steelers would be in again.
Yeah, they would be. Maybe if you'd win more games during the regular year, you wouldn't have to worry about such stuff. All right.
Could have found a defense during the regular year. Why can't we be in the NFC this year?
Why couldn't you be in the NFC this year?
Yeah. I mean, 6-7 is going to make the playoffs this year and on the bubble.
Let's see. Well, I mean, he did go 3-1 against the NFC. So that's good. That's impressive. Anytime you beat the Rams and the 49ers in the same year, you've accomplished a lot. All right.
Rams and the 49ers.
Yeah.
By the way, the Steelers' defense is 23rd in the league. And when you look at this, the game against the Broncos.
They're the most dangerous team out there. We're going to have today Joe Susan on Joe Moorhead being hired. We're also going to have one of the play-by-play guys for Fordham on to talk about him. And we're also going to have Donnie Collins on today. So we have a lot going on. Let's see. Dalton is out for the year. That's already been determined.
Okay. Well, the last I heard, he was being examined, and I hadn't heard any new information.
Yeah, he's out for the year. So he's done. Pete Rose, band stays. Show of hands, surprised?
Yeah, I was going to say, please raise your hand if you're surprised. I agree.
If you're surprised, all right, then I suggest you get yourself back onto our planet. Yeah. To me, though, with him, look, allow him to vote for him for the Hall of Fame, yay or nay. He's not going to get even with that. He's not going to get 75% of the vote. There's no way. And
is it true that did the latest information show that Rose was still betting on baseball?
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know.
I had heard those rumors, but I didn't know if they were true.
But part of the problem for Rose is that he lied for a period of time about not doing it. Okay. But then they started doing that distinction between manager and player. Okay. Well, now more stuff's come out that when he was playing and still managing, because he was a player manager for a period of time, he was betting. All right, so in other words, he hasn't exactly been forthcoming in any of this so far in public. Now, in private, when he met with the commissioner, maybe he was completely forthcoming. I don't know. None of us were in that meeting. I'm sure Harvey Levin from TMZ will get to Kevin and tell him what happened. But in fact, you're a stockholder, aren't you? At TMZ.
No, I don't believe so.
Matt Morrow, WFUV, is going to be on the show today. We're going to have him on at 4:06. Donnie Collins, Scranton Times Tribune, 4:35. So we have a lot going on today on the show. Great to have you with us. As always, we will come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
If holiday car shopping makes you feel like a Scrooge,
bah, humbug,
then let Sunbury Motors Ford give you the best gift ever. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event. This holiday season, save on America's best-selling brand at the region's largest Ford dealer, Sunbury Motors Ford. Financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months and no payments for 90 days will make this the best holiday season ever. And the selection at Sunbury Motors Ford can't be beat. Pick from over 50 of the stylish 2016 Ford Fusions from just $19,370. Choose from over 75 of the top-selling Ford Escapes starting as low as $19,990. SMC has the largest selection of new Ford trucks in the entire North Pole with over 120 to pick from and savings up to $11,000. No bah humbug here. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North Forest Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Pennsylvania for over a century. Remember, a new car or truck from Sunbury Motors is a gift the whole family can enjoy.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855. Check us out online at purdyinsurance.com or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Evidently, Serena Williams is the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. And in spite of the fact that when they did the fan vote, the horse won. Now, she had an incredible year. An absolutely incredible. She won three Grand Slams and made it to the semifinals of the U.S. Open in search of the Grand Slam. But she won Australia, France, and Wimbledon. And incredible. But evidently, she is the Sports Person of the Year in SI. And for Kevin, Kevin absolutely did not want the horse to win.
No, if you want to make the jockey or you make the trainer, better yet, make the trainer the Sportsman of the Year. I'm okay with that. Not the
Who
horse.
Ran?
Not
Who
the,
ran?
The horse didn't know what he Who was ran? Running. He was just running. He didn't know the implications of running what he was running. Didn't know the implications of the Breeders' Cup and all three of the Triple Crown races. Didn't know.
Are you? I mean, do you know what a horse knows?
I've been accused to be part of a horse before, but we won't get into that right now.
And the show goes down the tubes.
I'm sorry, you can't. No, the horse doesn't realize that the race he's in is bigger than any other race.
When ESPN did Sports Century, Secretariat was 19.
Sorry, you're not going to convince me otherwise. You can't be the Sports Person of the Year if you don't know. I mean, does the horse get nervous before a big race? No, he doesn't know what a big race is. He knows he's in a race.
I don't know. Do you? What? The horse accomplished something that hadn't been accomplished in 37 years.
And
that'd be special.
No question. And it's outstanding. I was excited as much as anybody. And then the Breeders' Cup Classic, great. No, not a sports person.
You're anti-equine.
Yes, I have an anti-equine.
When it came time for her to close the Grand Slam, she lost in the semifinals. When the horse came time to win the Triple Crown, he won it big.
We're comparing a horse to a person. What is wrong with that picture?
I think here's where the comparison comes in. The horse is a great athlete. No getting around it. You can't run as fast as the horse runs and not be a great athlete. If you've ever been up close to them, you don't want to get too close to them. A, they're an animal and unpredictable, and B, they are so powerfully built, it's unbelievable. Also, Serena Williams was attempting to accomplish something that had not happened, I want to say, since 1988 with Steffi Graf. And obviously, she felt the pressure and the questions and things like that that come up and the exhaustion that goes with it. As for the horse, I think because it's something that hadn't been accomplished in 37 years, I think that's probably the reason it got whatever consideration.
Totally get
that. But based on the fan vote, the fans voted for the horse to win.
I totally get why the horse's name comes up for consideration. I get it. I would much rather see the trainer, but I understand why the horse comes up for consideration in this particular. Now, if you want to make the... I even would support the jockey, because the jockey's well aware of the implications of winning and losing. The horse isn't. It's still going to get the same bag of oats whether it wins or loses.
Well, you know what's really... Dick, you know, it's interesting. Dick talked about this on Friday. He and I did the Hoops Club luncheon together on Friday. And he was asked a couple of racing questions. And he said, covering horse racing is completely different than covering athletes. Because he said it's about building relationships, having relationships, talking to them and the whole thing, the trainer, the jockey, and so forth. But in the end, the one that makes the biggest difference of all is the one that doesn't speak. The question, you know, the horse does not have to field inane questions. You know, doesn't have to hear that the nickname of the horse he's racing against, fighting Bengals, is called Bungles and stupid stuff like that. All right? They don't have to do any of that. Of what media has become really certain elements, not all, but certain elements of media have become dumb. Hey, let's go, you know. Need an angle, got to find a story. It's one thing about horse racing. If a horse goes out and runs, what's the angle? And he talked about that element of it. That look, yeah, you don't go up and there's no pre-race press conference with the horse. You think it can beat Sham? I don't know. And then you have people like Kevin who hate horse racing, and it shows on the show.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. A lot coming up over the next hour and a half, including Joe Susan, head football coach at Bucknell. We'll talk with him. And talk to him a little bit about Joe Moorhead, the new offensive coordinator at Penn State. A former colleague now within the Patriot League. I mean, Kevin, you've seen more of him than I have. I mean, as a coach, as how he's attacked things. And I mean, it seems like he's a guy that, you know, once the personnel's in place, he wants to go, go, go.
Listen, you can't deny what he's been able to do with what he's been working with at the FCS level with Fordham. I mean, now, granted, they had scholarships in place when he rolled in and were getting revved up a little bit quicker than the rest of the Patriot League. But, I mean, the Fordham has become a perennial Patriot League rival, you know, for the top spot and in the tournaments yet, time and time again.
Well, they were 1-10 the year before he took over, so whatever the scholarships had in place.
Well, but that was very early in the process, is what I'm saying. I mean, he took over and ran with what was available and what he could get, and I really like what he has done with the offense. It's hard to deny the success that Fordham's had.
No, they've done well, and we'll get to Joe Susan's. Taking that in a few minutes, Serena Williams was named the SI Sports Person of the Year. Kevin was just glad it was a human being.
I like the fact that it was a person.
Okay. As opposed to American Pharoah, which was his point. He won American Pharoah winning. He didn't really care who won after that, I don't think.
No, there were other qualified candidates, but I thought Serena Williams was a good choice.
Yeah. Well, she wins it and gets it done. So congratulations to her. Pete Rose, the band stays in place. That's no surprise to anybody. Rob Manfred ruled on it. He talked to him. It's been a long road for him, but it's a road that... no one else created this problem except for him. And it's not just the fact that he created the problem himself. It's how he has then gone about handling the problem as time has gone. That has been, I think, just as problematic as the problem itself. Fair enough? I think that would be fair enough, right? And... no, I didn't do it. Okay. All right. You didn't do it. I've got all this evidence here. Still didn't do it. Okay. Fine. I got it. You didn't do it.
What about the most recent evidence that came out this summer? Is that what really sunk this?
No, I don't think he would have made it regardless, but that's me. I don't think he would have been reinstated regardless. Because the evidence about him betting on baseball, they had had some evidence, John Dowd said, that he had also bet while as a player. Because remember, he was a player manager. And he said in the end, Rose... now, this is after the report came out that he finally admitted culpability. Well, when he finally admitted culpability in it, remember what he admitted culpability to, and that was only betting as a manager. He did not bet as a player. That's what he said. Okay. And that's to me a big difference in all of this, is that John Dowd claims, and where's John Dowd lied in all of this along the way? Where's John Dowd? No, not lied. That's the wrong word. Where is John Dowd, the investigator, misinformed us along the way? Where? I don't think he's misinformed us any step of the way, has he? Everything, there's not one item in there so far that John Dowd has put in the report that hasn't been disputed by anyone. And they did investigate him, and he said that he had evidence about Rose betting on baseball as a player, because he was player manager. But while having evidence, he didn't put it in the report and only mentioned it because he couldn't get it completely corroborated. That was why. And to me, that also shows the integrity of him in the report. So, I mean, it was there to begin with anyway. And that's the story. Joe Susan, the outstanding head football coach at Bucknell, now joins us. Coach, welcome. Happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well, Steve. I heard you speaking a lot of legalese there. I don't know. Are you an attorney as well?
I only play one on the radio, Coach.
Gotcha.
All right. You have to obviously had to game plan against a Joe Moorhead coach team. What made the task difficult as you tried to game plan for somebody like him?
First off, Joe and I are very close, and the respect we have for one another goes far beyond the field. He's a great fundamental coach. His offenses over the past years that we've competed against him have been explosive. And part of the effectiveness is that he uses all of his talent. And you can't focus on just one part, because if you do, you're going to run into trouble, because he gives his quarterbacks alternatives, and the alternatives take place within the play. Obviously, he had in Chase Edmonds, he had an All-American running back, and we have done well against Chase Edmonds. But he lets a lot go with his quarterback in terms of what he's reading at the line of scrimmage within the run game and the passing game. And that's what makes it multidimensional in terms of how Joe approaches coaching offense. And I think in getting in touch with him once I found out he made the change, it's a lot closer to home. That's a big thing. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yep.
He's got younger children that, you know, he loves Fordham. He's a Fordham grad, but his family was living in Greenwich, Connecticut. And, you know, you're stretched in terms of your hours to begin with during the season. And when you have a younger family, it becomes difficult when you have travel involved. And that's I'm not a great commuter, because I spend too much time in my office, but I can imagine that that was difficult for he and his family.
Yeah, I think his children are 12, 7, and 5, right around that area. And he's a Pittsburgh Central Catholic guy as well. A lot of fans will talk about in-game adjustments and so forth, and you have to make some adjustments from time to time. And you and I both know execution helps the adjustments. But how well was he on the fly with in-game adjustments that then would force you to make an in-game adjustment?
You know, the thing that he did was a lot of what he did was called by him from the sideline. And what we tried to do against him was give him a specific look, wait for him to make the change, and we made the change. And it's really a chess match. It's something that he's always been very good with. And their offense is not it's a split offense, but it's not a sideways spread. And that's, I think, an important thing as you go into the Big Ten, where if you go sideways, defenses are going to catch up to you. Now, he will do some things from a downhill standpoint. He'll stretch the field both vertically and laterally, both with the run and the passing game. And, you know, I'm not sure I don't know the personnel Penn State has right now, but I know Joe will make great use of the personnel they do have, and I'm sure that in going through this, James did a great job of researching Joe, and I don't know if they know one another previously, but I'm sure they're going to spend a lot of time together over the next couple weeks. I know Joe's going in there really to just evaluate personnel and take over as a coordinator after the bowl game. But I think he'll be a plus for that staff, both on the field and as a recruiter. And I'm going to miss him to some extent, but I'm not going to miss him that much on the other sideline at Fordham.
Joe, what about you've talked about knowing him, liking him. what is it about the relationship between the two that's allowed that to happen? What kind of guy is he to be around?
You know, we share some of the same pluses. We share some of the same problems. And he's a guy that you could speak frankly to. At times in this profession, when you're going up against somebody, they give you that mean look, you know, and come on, we're humans and we're men. And he's the kind of guy that during the course of the game, you know you were going to get his best. But before and after the game, he's going to be the same guy that you can text and or call and talk about an issue. He enjoyed coaching his son in baseball this summer, and we had our summer meeting. And right after the summer meeting, he was coaching a baseball game. He sent me a text, or he texted me a picture of he and his son. Joe doesn't look real good in baseball pants, and none of I don't think any of us would, but
no.
He's that kind of guy. He's a normal guy, and he won't. Some guys let coaching get to their head, and I've always been in the mindset you got to be careful what you do going up the ladder because you might have to retrace your steps. And Joe will be the same guy. It's really good for us too that we have contacts on that defensive staff. And now we have contacts on that offensive staff, and it's great to have a resource like that, you know, up at Penn State. It comes back to James and how open the door is, but to have those guys there really be able to share football with somebody like that. And I know that James is probably going to be leery about me because my relationship with Greg Schiano, but Joe will never be, and I'm excited for him and his family. You know, the big thing, get your family back together.
Yeah, that's a very big part of it. For you and your off season so far, there's no such thing as an off season, but we'll refer to it as that. How has that gone? Because when the season's over, you want to meet with players. They know where you stand. You understand how they feel. How has that gone for you with Bucknell football?
Well, right now I'm sitting in western Pennsylvania. It's raining hard here. I'm about to go into somebody's living room. That's the most important thing. But in my exit interviews with our players, Steve, we played defense well enough to vie for a championship, and we returned most of our defense. And, you know, returning and producing are two different things sometimes. Our offense, we really have to get better offensively. And in any sport, it's the middle of that sport. In baseball, it's the pitcher, it's the catcher, it's the shortstop, it's the center fielder. Same thing holds true in football. It's that center, quarterback, fullback, tailback on offense, and it's your two inside defensive players, your middle linebacker, your free safety. And we've got to be better at the center position. That's one that's going to be open in the spring. We've got to be better at the quarterback position. I told RJ, you have a great deal of experience, but there are certain things that we need you to do consistently. And he understands, and we're gonna open up the competition there too. And what it makes for is it's going to be an interesting spring. And we've got to evaluate as a staff what we're doing. Are we doing the best things for the talent that we have? I think that is the case. And one of the things we've got to do as a team, and mostly offensively, we've got to get stronger. And they started in the weight room right after the season finished. They're in finals, so that angst you have going through finals, it's a good place to get rid of it in the weight room. And because of our league being a four-year league, the young men we're recruiting, I tell each and every one of them, you got to get ready to play. All right, you're not coming in here to be a freshman and wait. You've got to get ready to play. And we've got to get some impact from the young men we're recruiting right now. We're fortunate. We returned nine on defense, eight on offense. But, again, we've got to get better because we were 4-7.
Coach, thanks so much for taking some time to do this. I know you're out on the recruiting trail. That's why we appreciate it even more. And to you and that great family of yours and to the Bucknell football family, happy holidays.
Thank you, Steve. If you run into Joe before I do, if you would say hello to him.
I will. Absolutely. Right. If I run into him before, I will absolutely pass it along.
Now, is Kevin going out on a fire truck as Santa?
I believe it's a part of the Kevin Hur family tradition where they send him out as Santa. I think it's a great thing.
And everybody gives me gifts. I love the way that's set up.
I got to get that job.
Take care, Coach. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Coach. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse.
Oh, boy. By the way,
now, if that horse won, I might support it because it can talk.
During the break, we got a call from the FBI. They've referred to your Santa thing where you get gifts. Some technical term called a scam.
I call it reverse Santa.
They call it a scam. Not quite the same term.
It depends on your perspective, Hans.
Yes, but their perspective counts a lot.
Maybe.
No offense.
What is this Kevin Hur doing? I said, I don't know, something about being in Santa where people give him gifts in exchange for him considering gifts. I
don't know. No, there's no considering. You just offer Santa gifts.
Wow. Okay. All right. Great to have you with us here on this Monday, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Matt Morrow from WFUV, one of the play-by-play teams for Fordham football, is going to join us next half hour. Donnie Collins, Grand Times Tribune, final half hour. And we'll have Nathan Davis on tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Talking about Bucknell basketball. Finals going on right now. Finals across the board for everybody. I know Penn State basketball, they only go back to practice until Wednesday. He gave them yesterday, today, and tomorrow. They are off completely. And then leave for Philadelphia, followed by Las Vegas on Friday, but can't leave until after Brandon Taylor is done with finals. He's the last one with the final. So since he's the last one with the final, we got to wait for him. And when he's done with that, the doggone university stuff, this student-athlete thing, what the heck?
These classes just get confused right in the mix of basketball, you know?
They're getting in the way, people. Doesn't hold back anybody in the SEC. Oh, come on.
No, that was good.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we have coming up. Next week we'll do the shows from Las Vegas. Kevin gave me $500. Wow.
I said turn it into $5,000.
I put it all on red, sorry.
No, there wasn't an option to lose. I said turn it into $5,000, so you got to keep going.
Out of cash, done.
That's your problem.
Oh, no.